plushcare.com. Healthcare that makes you smile. Virtual primary care and mental health treatments when you need it. Get personalized, high-quality healthcare by talking to top U.S. medical doctors, all from the ease of your smartphone. Care for you and the ones you love most. High quality. Our highly skilled online doctors are trained at the top U.S. medical schools with an average of 15 years experience. Our online doctors give you and your entire family the peace of mind you should expect from your healthcare provider. Convenient? Just book an appointment, that chat via video on your smartphone, and pick up your prescription from your pharmacy. Our advanced technology is integrated with most major insurers, labs, and pharmacies. Affordable? Talking to an online doctor has never been easier and more affordable. For just your copay or just $99 per visit, you can get quality care from one of our highly skilled online doctors. We are in network with most major insurers in the U.S. and provide care in all 50 states. Over 450,000 patients cared for. Good morning. Hope you had a good week. Here is Chapter 5 of Blocking Out the Invisible Sun, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fanfiction. As Buffy and Spike made out, nearly making love, Angel and the Scoobies were fighting off the minions when Drew was planning some revenge on Spike and Buffy. But she was confused when she saw S3 Buffy walking in downtown Sunnydale and stopped her by calling out to her. "Buffy," Drew called out. But S3 Buffy continued walking oblivious to Drew calling her name. Talessa the Queen laughed as she watched the drama unfold in Sunnydale. The S3 Buffy is running around creating havoc in Sunnydale. Angel and the Scoofies doing Buffy's job fighting off the minions. Things were going according to plan. Meanwhile, Faith was headed over to Dawn's house to retrieve the key to open the portal, unbeknownst to everyone who or what the key was. "Faith, what are you doing here?" Dawn asked her. "Buffy doesn't live here anymore." "I didn't come here for Buffy," Faith told. "I came because I'm looking for something I left in your house." "Oh, what was that? Oh, what was it you left?" Dawn quizzed her. "A key," Faith asked. "What makes you think it's here?" "I was here last night, so I thought I would retrace my steps to find it, Faith explained. "Very well, come in and have a look," Dawn told her. When Faith got inside, she grabbed Dawn and bound and gagged her and put a cover over her head so she wouldn't know where she was. Then Faith took Dawn to Talessa so she could begin the next phase in the plan. Have a good week and stay safe, and thanks for listening to this episode.